Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final episode of Is It Plugged In? That's right, this is the last one. But good news, the show won't be over completely. We're just switching time slot and name. So next week, it'll be Thursday at 3 o'clock. I think that's easier to remember, Thursday at 3 instead of Thursday at that other time. Thursday at 3. The new show will be called Your Greatest Hits. I don't know if I'll use the same intro music. Everybody loves the whistling, but I think we'll go with something new. For the new show, Your Greatest Hits, every Thursday at 3 on talkradio.nyc. So yeah, this is the final episode of Is It Plugged In, and there's a very good reason for that. The name of this episode, being the 27th episode, is Why Are You Not Healing and What You Can Do About It? This is something that's been very important to me over the last few years of my own personal development and my own spiritual, emotional, physical development. Is something that someone that I came across that just really was life-changing for me, and that's a woman named Carolyn Mace. And she's known as a medical intuitive. Now, I think everybody's a bit of a medical intuitive. You can see when somebody's limping, right? And you go, what's wrong with your leg? You know? When you see, you know, the look on somebody's face and you go, so you look sad. And I think we're all a little bit intuitive in that way. So, Carolyn Mace just happens to have it to an ultra fine tuned degree, and she can really zero in on things and name things like heart disease and cancer and stuff that would normally take, you know, some kind of expensive unit that vibrates. And, what she had come up with in her research is that people become addicted to their traumas. And it's almost like a Stockholm syndrome where you're like captured by this thing that hurt you, and then you align with it so that it won't kill you. And you go around telling people how awful it's been, and then they, you know, create this, you know, and it's used as leverage in a way to manipulate the people around you to create an atmosphere where you can't be pressured or held really accountable for anything that's going wrong in your life anymore because you've got this thing that happened. And you know, and it becomes this thing. I mean, how many of you know people in your life that they're always, every time they show up, another thing is wrong with them? And if you just, you know, tune into that for a second and go, really, the only thing that's wrong with them is that they're not healing. And it's honestly, and it's a choice that they don't actually want to, because they're getting some power out of being in distress. So, when I learned that, and when I stopped carrying around, literally, I was carrying around baggage. Like I had bags, like I had 75 pounds worth of shit that I had on my back. And, you know, when I stopped carrying that around, my back stopped hurting, you know? So it's like, it works in that way. And you can look up Carolyn Mace's video, which the title of this episode is taken from, Why People Don't Heal. So look it up, but not right now. 'Cause right now we have my very special guest who's here to talk about ways that you can empirically, tangibly, and fully feel healing energy so that you know you're doing it right. And in that case, that you know you're on the right path towards healing, and it's easier to make the choice once it's something that you can literally hold. And so my very special guest today goes simply by Erdan, and he is, and hopefully I can pronounce these correctly, a Jineng Qigong, which is wisdom Qigong practitioner. He also earned the bioenergy healing certificate from Zendo Domanchik method. Erdan's also a Ushui Shiki Ryo Reiki master, and he has martial arts training in Uichi Ryu. So you can, Erdan, welcome to the show, and you can correct me on all of those mispronunciations.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me. You uttered it just the right way. Uichi Ryu, it's called Uichi Ryu, and Zdenko Domanchik. He's the healer. So thank you for having me here. I'm so happy to share a few tricks, if you will, with you and your audience here about healing. I was just thinking about what to talk about, and whatever I think of, it just wouldn't be the right way to talk, in my opinion. I mean, in my mind. But then there was a few things that I was thinking about, and one of them was really my energy work that I have done with Zdenko. And another one was work that I was doing with Anton Barashi.
It's a well-known name too.
Anton is well versed, if you will, and very experienced bioenergy healer as well. However, Qigong was introduced in my life about 3-4 years ago, and that's when I really understood what healing is all about. As a kid, I had problems and didn't know what to do about my life, and was very drawn to martial arts, and had certain issues with kids. As a kid, you have problems with growing up, and then you go into trying to protect yourself, and then you learn martial arts. So that's how I start learning about energy. It became to me evident later on, later in life, that this was my beginning of energy work. Now, I would like to first introduce, to tell you about what I do and what can I do for you, your listeners. And so I am a bioenergy healer. I work from home, and I come to people's houses, offices. I do not charge actually anything. I do by donations, and suggestions. Donations are $100 per session. If one cannot afford that, I'm very open to sliding scale, and I have worked on people who pay me nothing, which is okay. And so they can reach me at my phone number, which is 917-517-1917, or they can email me to my email is puresource.
Erdan, before you spell that, your email is in the newsletter and it'll be on the website. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, one thing that I'm so very much against is spelling things out loud. So for that reason, it'll be on the okay. page. But something that I think is really tremendous, and I think you're a little modest and humble, is I attended your Qigong class, and I we had known each other for a little while, but I finally made it to one of your classes, which are also by donation. And I think it's really incredible how you're able to work with people in a way, in that kind of service, in that kind of devotional service and service of love, that, if they can contribute, great. And if not, then that's okay too. And what's interesting Correct. Is that you're thriving and prospering, just fine with that model. And I think it's very important for my listeners to hear that you can actually make a whole lot of money not charging anything.
Yes. The trick is, when you do something that you love, it's not about money. Money is incorporated within it, but it's the bigger picture. And once you connect with that, what you do from love, with love, everything just opens up for you. So, excuse me.
Yeah, that's, it's really a beautiful thing to experience. And that's where I'm operating as well. It's just, this radio show is just so fulfilling, in our pre-interview, we were talking a bit about, some of the various points that you go through. So you do the bioenergy healing, you have your Qigong class, you have kind of like a menu of things that people can choose from. And yes. You're also kind of, you kind of tune in, you go in a medical intuitive kind of way. You go, I think it looks like you could use benefit from this, which is, in a general universal way, just about everybody could, but you're pretty adept at applying one technique or another to an individual that you work with?
Well, yeah. Thank you very much for pointing that out. You see, the way I do things is I don't call myself psychic or intuitive. I mean, yes, I am intuitive. However, when I work with someone, I actually feel their energy. I feel it and see where more needs to be done. And then I go from there. I use different techniques, and then the people have different experiences. And usually what it is I connect to that source, and that is where the healing starts.
And that's what my wife always says, too. She goes, I always go, thank you. You did such a great job. She goes, it wasn't me.
That's right. That's right. It's not us. We are just channelers, if you will.
Yeah.
But the very important thing to me is that we connect to that source, which is in all of us, within all of us out there. And once you do that, the channels are open for the healings to happen. And usually the reason people don't heal is because what they do is they start thinking and they start trying to put the healing, what they think is healing for them, they are trying to direct that healing in various parts of the body or mind. And in my opinion, that's not the way to heal. The way to heal, in my opinion, at least, is when you let go of that control. You merge, you connect with that void. And once you do that, when you connect with the void, the healing is just happening on its own at that time, because you become one.
Kind of like all of our other subconscious, you know, operations like breathing and the heartbeat. You don't have to think about it. You can just spontaneously heal. And that's been my experience. You were really excited to share a instruction on gathering energy so that people could actually today feel what it's like to bring healing into their body. So right now we're going to go into a commercial break, but I want everybody that's listening to stick around and call your friends. Erdon's going to give an instruction later on in the program on how to actually gather chi, how to gather energy, how to feel your own life force and your healing energy. And that'll happen a little later in the program. So here come the announcements.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Do you want the pain-free body that you had 10 to 15 years ago? Would you like the energy and metabolism that you had as a teenager? Well, come see me, Dr. Scott Keller, at my Midtown office with 25 years of experience treating patients in New York City using my proven method of blending chiropractic and nutritionals with Eastern and Western therapeutics. Call me, Dr. Scott Keller, 631-375-8702. Once again, that's 631-375-8702. Mention this ad and receive a free initial consultation. Once again, that is 631-375-8702.
The final episode of Visit Plugged In, and I get the great pleasure of bringing Erdon back to the show, and why we're talking about the end of Visit Plugged In. But before we do that, We just heard from Dr. Keller.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Dr. Keller is a great, great chiropractor. He's been very important in my life lately. I had few problems in my lower back and my neck, and he's using really great approach to heal. He's a very knowledgeable person, and I thank him so much for his service that he has done for me and for many people. You see, Adam, I would like to start telling you about my beginning of all this, which is when I was 7 years old, I was in a coma. Wow. For 21 days. I was out, and at that time, as a little boy, I didn't understand anything what's going on, because when I knew, I was seeing my mom coming in, for instance, and patting me, trying to talk to me, and she did talk to me, and I was looking at her basically, and you know, trying to respond back, and she wouldn't respond to my gestures, to my uttering of words. I thought that I was talking, but then I realized that she can't really communicate with me. She can't really see me. She cannot perceive me as being alive, so to speak. Because I was, the whole organs were shut down, and I had then this transfusion. The whole blood was changed in my body. And there was a point that they wanted to take me to the morgue. The doctor was saying, look, you know, if he doesn't live through this through tonight, he's gone.
And they wanted to unplug you.
Yeah, they wanted to unplug me. Exactly right. But the higher source, whatever you want to call it, wanted differently. And so here I am. I got back plugged in, if you will. And this was a very important moment for me, because I had this experience and I've never talked to anyone about it, because I believe that talking about that was weird. It would perceive me. I was thinking that, you know, people would say, oh, this guy's a little bit off. What is he talking about? He's just a kid and stuff. So, you know, you bear it in your subconscious and you let it go.
I think an out-of-body experience is really kind of one of those things that not a lot of seven-year-olds have in common, or really any of us met.
Yeah. it's true. And what happens is, when I got back into life, if you will, I was very interested in martial arts, and I didn't know why, but I knew that this was something that I love. And as a little boy, I started going to trainings and stuff, and become pretty good at it. I loved it so much, but what it was always important to me is that martial arts was not about fighting. It was about expressing this energy. And I didn't know how to do that. I just knew that whenever there's people out there that are, as a kid, you go into fights and blah, 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 you know, you feel this pressure when there's certain things that you don't like, such as I was always drawn into fights when there was some underdogs being mistreated, let's say, and I would always step in and
so you would kind of come to the rescue of kids that didn't have, you know,
exactly
beat 'em up karate training.
Exactly. So what was very interesting was, it comes to my mind this episode with a friend of mine who was like a head taller than me and heavier, and we had some problems, I mean, as kids, and he wanted to fight me, and he came to me, and that's when I was very surprised when all this power came into me, so to speak, and I was able to basically beat him up, and he was like so much bigger than me. And what was interesting is that then that boy's father when he came home, the boy came home and told his father. And then his father said, you need to go to this boy. You need to make friends with him and let him teach you karate. And okay. This was so...
Okay, good, good.
It was so interesting. And my life went on in that theme, so to speak. And by the time I was in the army, which was about 18, I went to the army when I was 18 years old, I had another episode of my out-of-body experience, if you will. I was just lying in a bed, and then all of a sudden, my body starts lifting up, and I didn't know what the heck that was. It was very freaky to me, and there was a point when I was lifting my body up, and I was looking under my bed, and I realized that I have a power to stop myself at that moment. And if I don't, I can go further up, which I was not sure when am I going to go. So I decided to come back. And again, this was held under the rug. I didn't talk to no one about it, especially not in the army. It's all male, man, power. You don't talk things like that because you're going to be perceived again as some weirdo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
this was happening, I was always feeling that there's something more than just this physicality that we have. And I would have this feeling that I can just feel people's energy. But didn't know how to really express that, how to communicate that.
Well, you know, I think something that for our listeners, maybe you know, maybe some of our listeners know, maybe they don't know, but there's a chemical reaction in the brain at birth and at death, and it's an ecstatic, you know, they call it the God molecule. They call it the love, you know, the love chemical, where you know, it's beyond the orgasm. It's something completely, you know, earth shatteringly, it's called DMT, mm-hmm. It's released at birth and death, and it's responsible. You know, in medical science, they say it's responsible for the perception of, for example, out of body experience or heaven realms or anything like this. But you know, if truly the brain is making these connections and the brain is experiencing and sending signals to the body and images to the eyes and this and that, well, you know, for no other reason than being a 7-year-old, having DMT released in your brain is making connections that, you know, shouldn't have existed. You know, like you said, they were going to unplug you. They were going to wheel you off. They were going to cover you up. So to come out of that experience and then for the next several years and into your, you know, young adult life to be experiencing things that of areas of the brain that have been turned on, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever to hear that you're able to, you know, and I can understand how, especially since these kind of discoveries are not mainstream, they're not talked about, you know, that it kind of congratulate you for keeping that under wraps, because you could have
Thank
been,
you, yeah.
you know, you could have been, you know, hogtied and thrown in a padded room.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you were able to make it through the army. You were able to, you know, make it through, the bullying of your youth and helping other children with that. And, what's really cool is that we have a caller. So I believe we have a gentleman named Zach. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Zach. You're on the air with Air Don and Adam.
Hi, Zach.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Would you... How are you, Zach? All good?
I'm great.
Thank you for calling in. Tell me, would you like to... say anything about your experience when we were doing healings and your experience with the healings and the Qigong? And
oh, absolutely. I was really briefly, I had a car accident. It wasn't too serious back in April, but I ended up hurting my back, and then I went to the gym and, you know, was doing some weird exercises. uncomfortably, and then I ended up pulling my hamstring. So I was kind of walking around hobbled, and I just kind of ran into Erdem as a, you know, through a mutual friend, and he told me a little bit about the energy healing, and I decided to, you know, do a session with him. We did 4 days, and honestly, I just went into it with an open mind, but not too much expectation, and it really, I'd say, significantly, you know, improved how it was feeling. I hadn't been able to run really at the gym, but after that, maybe like I think like a week after I had sat down with him, I was back to running on the treadmill, and I used to have pain in my back of my top of my back under my neck when I would wake up in the morning, and maybe a week or less than that after our sessions, I didn't have that pain anymore. And since then, I've seen him a couple more times. I had him do some work on my mom. She's going through some medical challenges right now, and she's feeling a lot better after the sessions with her dad. And he's been showing me some Qigong techniques, and I've just used them myself daily, helped you know, boost energy levels and stuff like that. So I'm just listening along with you guys, and I think he's a great guy, and he really, really has a lot of value and a lot of good stuff to offer people when it comes to healing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Zach, that's a wonderful testimonial. Thank you so much for calling in with that, and I wish you, you know, Godspeed on continuing that healing journey. Perhaps we'll meet each other soon at one of Erdon's classes down at the Robert Steiner
It's Rudolf Steiner. Rudolf Steiner bookstore. Yes.
Well, no, that Rudolf Steiner is easy to say. It's the Anthroposophical Society.
That is
the difficult one. So I'm going to try that again. Except that I nailed it the first time.
That's
so
right.
For those of you who are in New York City or are traveling to New York City, the Anthroposophical Society Rudolf Steiner bookstore.
That's right.
Has the benefit of Erdon's Qigong classes on Tuesdays at
6:30 to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, come one, come all by donation. You can learn what I'm learning and feel what I'm feeling, because it's really, really cool to know how. I mean, you guys can't see Erdon, but I can. You look at this guy and you go, yeah, there are parts of his brain that are on that I don't have yet. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell. Like,
kind of you.
Yeah. I mean, this is the final episode of Is It Plugged In? Because, I mean, I found, you know, like, Erdon is, like, really resoundingly plugged in, you know? So I think I've done all I can do with that, and we're going to move on to next week being Your Greatest Hits is the new show. So we're going to go into the next commercial break.
Thanks, Zach.
Here come the announcements.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you looking to improve your health naturally? Come to Energetic Rejuvenation and deeply relax with bioenergy healing, medical Qigong, and crystal chromatherapy every Friday in Manhattan at 928 Broadway, Suite 401, Flatiron District. Details at energeticrejuvenation.com. Get 20% off on your first visit with promo code I Thrive. For appointments, call or text Master Anton at 845-772-7200. Again, 845-772-7200, or go to energeticrejuvenation.com.
To Is It Plugged In? I'm your host, Web Guy Extraordinaire, Adam Jeffrey Weinberg. That's hashtag WebGuyX for those of you who no longer Google anything. And we have another caller. So this has been a really popular program today. Caller, you're on the air with Erdon and Adam. Can you hear us?
Yes, hello. Hi, Erdon.
Hello.
Hi.
Caller, what would you like to contribute to the show?
Hi, this is Bob.
My name is Bob, and I met Erdon about 9 months ago, and I'm listening to the show for the first time. And I'm quite impressed. My question was for him, when he started studying martial arts when he was young, what school did you practice or learn?
Well, thank you, Bob. Thanks for calling in. What I studied was Wichi Ryu. It's an Okinawan style, actually, that started in China. And then a guy by the name... I forget his name, but it was Wichi. He was born in 1877, and then he went to China to learn his style, this new style. And so he came from China to Japan, to Okinawa, settling in and spreading this style. Again, it's called Wichi Ryu, spelled with U-E-C-H-I.
And how long did you study that before you shifted into Qigong?
At age 13, I studied it, and then by the age 20, I was done with it. And Qigong was actually something that came into my life about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and that's when I started Qigong.
And did you study that in New York City?
Yes, Qigong I started here in New York City, and I was taught by a master from China by the name of Jian She, and he's a student of a very famous Qigong master by the name Dr. Peng, Ming Peng. He's a medical doctor and a traditional Chinese medicine doctor that studied under 19 different grandmaster. So he created his own style called Jineng Qigong, which basically means wisdom and ability Qigong. So that's where I started, which is in New York City. Yes.
So Bob, have you had any experience working with...
Thank you for sharing your path.
Sure, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Bob, if you can hear me, have you had any experience working with Erdon? And if you haven't, would you like to?
I haven't worked with him in the past, but it may be that I could come to one of his sessions. I think you said earlier in the show that it was Tuesday nights from 6:30
Tuesday
to
nights at the Rudolf Steiner Bookstore in New York City. Yeah.
That's right.
So, Bob, we'll see you there, and thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry to rush you off the phone, but we have another caller, which is so cool. thank you, Bob. And
thank you, Bob, for calling in.
And so caller number three, you're on the air with Erdon and Adam. Can you hear us?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Oh, we can hear you. Welcome to the show. What would you like to contribute
Great.
To?
Thank you so much.
Is It Plugged In, episode 27?
I wanted to call in and just say that I have worked with Erdon doing the four-day healings. I've done two sets of four-day healings with Erdon where we work every day consecutively. And I had profound and significant changes in my own physical body. The first time around, I always had a tendency to have my shoulders slope inward. And through the work that he and I did, I had a new expansion in my an openness in my chest that really allowed my shoulders to sort of go back and be more aligned physically. And it was profound. I was just so excited. That happened almost immediately, but it just kept sinking in throughout the 4 days and realigning and restructuring my whole physical system just through this powerful energy work that is was really palpable for me. And and also I wanted to call because I've also done the Jining Qigong with Er Dan and studied with Master Jian She as well. And work is incredibly powerful. And Er Dan is an amazing leader of a group like that. He's really great at that, bringing us to that quiet and still place where we can do the work at our own pace. That can really help to bring that energy in a fuller way. But Er Dan's personal like sessions themselves, I was doing the Jining Qigong as well. Maybe not quite as often as Er Dan, but on a pretty regular basis. And still the effect from the work that Er Dan did with me was so profound and sort of life changing. The second time around, it was really more about integrating emotions and, allowing some core issues, some core thoughts and thinking that I had to shift a little bit, to open me to a new path of walking forward in life. So I highly recommend him. And not only that, my boyfriend also had a four day session with him. And basically before working with Er Dan, had gluten issues. And of course this isn't going to be true for everyone, I'm assuming, but he had a profound experience in that after he was able to digest gluten again without pain in his physical body. And so when you're on a gluten-free diet, it's hard to always get gluten-free food. And so it was just so amazing to him to be able to eat a slice of pizza every once in a while after that 4-day session. And he also had structural and emotional things that shifted for him, which I'm sure is what brought him to that physical place of being able to digest gluten again on occasion. So I really, really highly recommend Er Dan and his work. And so I wanted to call in and just speak to both of these energy medicines that he is providing as just being really powerful and palpable, something you can really feel the changes from in your life.
Thank you.
That's so cool. Thank you so much, Laurel,
for
providing that testimonial. We really, really appreciate it. And let's get back a little bit to some of the history of how you Er Dan, how you kind of found your way, how Source guided you to these different types of practices and these different types of, I think you had told me that Ming Pang collected, he had 19 masters throughout his life, and
yes.
he synthesized kind of in the same way that Bruce Lee took, Wing Chun, and turned it into the style that Bruce Lee became famous for. Ming Pang in the same way took not a fighting style of martial arts, but a healing style of martial arts, and synthesized it into something that we're calling Jining or wisdom Qigong.
Yes.
And what I got to tell you, folks, since we're on a roll of testimonials here, if you can picture like the Emperor in Star Wars, and when he's at the final battle with Luke Skywalker and he's shooting the electricity out of his hands, like just think about that but in the good way, right? Like, I had lightning bolts shooting out of my hands by the end of this class. So, I'm pretty excited for the instruction that you're going to lead us after the next commercial break. So, just before we go there though, what else do you want to tell folks? I mean, we have some notes here about, a dream connection with your wife, and, we have some other notes about a flight,
Yes. Well, back about 5 years ago or so, I was flying from Europe going back to the States, and on the flight, I had this episode again of OBE, which is out of body experience. I was going to the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I was feeling it before it was coming that something's amiss, if you will, and I didn't managed to get to the bathroom. I went on the floor, and there was the conference that was going on back. There was doctors coming on the flight. The flight was full of doctors, so they rushed to see what's happened. And I was on the floor, but all of a sudden I sat on the floor. However, as I was sitting and I'm seeing all these people around me, doctors, talking and saying, oh, we have this injection, put this, I don't even know, different medicine to shoot into my veins to revive me. And I was like looking at them and looking at one and then the other. And I was like, what are you guys doing? I'm okay. What's the matter with you? Kind of thinking in my head. But then I realized they did not really respond. And then after a while, I said, oh, the heck with them. Then I kind of lay down again. And all of a sudden, my body became again responsive. I start realizing, oh, they start talking. It was a different feeling of energy of them. Now I understood they're alive, they're here. Before it was a little bit different. It was like I knew I can communicate to them. I can talk to them, but I knew that they weren't able to respond to me. So that was really interesting to me. And so then I came home and I start slowly getting into this energy healings. Went to Anton Barashi, which is a bioenergy healer as well, to one of his classes. He put the spark into me, starting that path of healing. So then I went to Qigong. And that's when I realized this is it. The Qigong is really my way of expressing what I have inside of me. I don't know, was that because of the out-of-body experience, near-death experience, whatever that is, that energy that I feel, that I can taste, so to speak, has found its path through Qigong for healings. I do group healings. I teach people how to heal themselves, basically. It was very interesting because bioenergy that I've done with Zdenko Domančić and Qigong are so intertwined in a way. It's just that they are calling them different ways. They call bioenergy healers, they call it.
Yeah, I mean, folks, we got to go to another commercial break, but I'm entranced by this, so we'll get right back to it.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Join Share Your Mana in its mission to transform the lives of those living homeless through innovative solutions supported by the community. Poverty, untreated mental illness, and addiction all require dedicated assistance in combination with compassionate community involvement. At Share Your Mana, we believe by improving the quality of life for those most vulnerable, we raise everyone's quality of life. Visit www.shareyourmana.org for more information.
Welcome back once again to the final episode of Is It Plugged In? I've been your host, web guy extraordinaire Adam Jeffrey Weinberg, And I'm very happy to close this show with a man who I know to be completely plugged in, Mr. Erdan.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to thank Lisa. She's a great person and a good human being and doing a lot of good stuff for the planet, if you will, for the humanity. So thank you, Lisa, for being who you are. I just would like to say also that this energy work that I've been doing is very interesting because I've been, so to speak, plugged in. At the beginning, when I was a young boy, they wanted to unplug me, right? But then I found the ways to sort of plug in. And recently, I had a dream with about 2 years ago or so, a year ago. My girlfriend and I, we were sleeping. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I start in my dreams. I was feeling the energy coming through towards me, sort of to penetrate me. That, and it was perceived to me as a negative energy. So at the moment when there was a final moment, if you will, to be penetrated in me or not, I was able to fight it off, and I did. I fight it off, and next thing I realized was my girlfriend was waking up, says, I was feeling a energy coming towards you, and I was sending you the message. I was sending you the message to wake up. And it was so interesting to me because this was so at the same time. And this, to me, meant that we are really plugged in, if you will. Like, on an energetic level, we were so plugged in. And it was just a confirmation for me that there is an energy that we can, if we allow ourselves to be aware, we, all of us, can feel that energy. And then, for the lack of a better word, manipulate it in a good way. I'm putting that in a good way. And use it for healing, for instance. So what I would like to do, if this would be the segment that I can show our listeners, your listeners.
Yeah, we have, and to be honest, we have a worldwide audience today. So you're going to, you know, we're going out to Palestine, UK, Japan, Germany, South America, various parts. So, yeah, I mean, let's give it to them.
Sure. What I would like you to do, I will show you a very simple technique to feel that chi or energy or prana. In different cultures, use different names for that same thing. I call it a pure source, but let's try first. What I would like to do, what I would like you to do, is rub your hands very quickly, like for about 5 seconds or so.
Like a friction heat.
A friction heat, exactly, right? And if you want, you can actually clap it 2-3 times. Like. And so now you can open your hands and let them be apart about maybe 10 inches or 20 centimeters, if you will. And so now open your fingers and let that palm finger be totally open. This is in Chinese, in Qigong, it's called a tiger's mouth. I'm pointing this palm finger.
Like an L shape. All of the fingers are spread out. Yeah,
exactly. And so now what we do is we're going to open the space between these hands, knowing that there's the whole universe is right in there. And so when we open, we say a word, a sound. It's called kai, K-A-I, kai.
Kai.
And then you come back in, Then again, kai. Let's do it one more time. Kai. if you will, you can, some of you, you might feel a little heat or tingling sensations in between your palms. That is the chi, that's the energy that we just gather. We did this for 10 seconds, let's say. But imagine doing this for 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour. So after that, we get this ball of chi, of energy, in between our palms, in between our hands, and we can shape that as a ball or whatever shape you want to make it. And then we point that chi towards the part of the body that we need healing. Let's say if it's in our eyes, we put it on the eyes and we allow that to penetrate our eyes for, you know, the maybe 10 seconds or so. And you will see that your body might start feeling more relaxed. Your eyes might start feeling differently. And this is a very simple, very effective, very immediate way of connecting ourselves, our energies, our internal energy with outside energy, and combining them.
Well, I know if you can hear my voice, I'm a little more relaxed, that's for sure. And I, you know, I've been into this for myself for about 6 years, 7 years, 6 years now that when I first came across Qigong. And I got to tell you, folks, when I know Qigong means literally, what does Qigong mean? The words
Qigong means a life force.
Yeah. Life force. And I got to tell you though, for me, it means it's synonymous with the word healing. To heal. And Qigong to me means to heal, because I had asthma my whole life. You know, I had that little red pump, and I, you know, it, being a kid on the playground and not being able to participate, you know, it has a lot of social repercussions. I'm proud to say today that I have, you know, I don't have that problem, and I owe it to the healing of Qigong. I owe it to, you know, learning how to work with pure source energy, connect it, plug it into my body, and allow that healing to take place. I mean, I didn't, you know, and these chemicals are, you know, I'm purging these chemicals and these toxins, and I'm feeling so much better not having this, you know, mental or physical addiction to these drugs that I was given as a, you know, if somebody would have just told me, yeah, you know, and part of Qigong, I think there's a lot of different, areas of focus, but when I, the first time that I saw a Qigong video and the guy showed me how to massage my face, I was like, yeah, I have struck gold here. This is the jackpot. This is real information. Yeah. Like nobody ever told me to massage my face or rub, you know, rub my lymph nodes and my glands. Nobody ever told me to do that anywhere ever. Did anybody ever say, you know, just massage yourself? That's just such a foreign concept to me, and now that I'm able to do those things, you know, I've found so much quality of life in my life, and just as the same way as Erdan was saying, picturing feeling the universe between your palms, that Kai He, is a foundational component of Jineng Wisdom Qigong. That the whole universe is between your hands, and you can expand and contract that. So with just about a minute or two to go before we end the final, is it plugged in? Is there anything, any parting words you'd like to leave our listeners around the world with?
Well, what I would like to say is that the simplest you can keep it, the better it is. This is the, and that's why Jineng Qigong, it's very simple. Be present, be in the moment, and allow connection to take place between the outer energy and inner energy, and your own inner energy. So this is the basis in my journey. I mean, in my life, this is how people heal, when they connect themselves with that outer energy, which is actually within us when we think about it. It's we project things out, and this comes back to us. So we send out good energy thoughts, we get this back. And
if you'd like to learn more, and if you'd like to attend a class, you know, just check out talkradio.myc. Check out this this interview will be posted soon, and in the description will be the link to Erdon's email, and I invite you folks to take it from there. So this has been Is It Plugged In? Tune in next Thursday at 3 for your greatest hits.
Thank you, Donham.
Are you looking for answers or advice? Unsure of which direction to take? Or just wanting to know what special message Divine has for you? If so, contact Pure Source Scribe for a private consultation by phone or in person. Mention the promo code Plugged In and receive $20 off your session. Call 646-369-5376. Again, Pure Source Scribe at 646-369-5376 or email at puresourcescribe@gmail.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.